eyebrow is no one's friend. Fibro, or fibromyalgia, is a real pain, pun intended or not intended, I don't know, can't remember which one it's supposed to be right now. And that's a case in point, because fibro steals your brain. One of the things that is wonderful about fibro is the fibro fog, which is where you are thicker than you would be in real life. So it's a joy to lose a good few IQ points. It's even more a joy if you've had kids, because you know that you lose a chunk of your brain, and that process, that research says, you do not get back. So if you are as lucky as me and have experienced both, you're left with at least 2% of your original brain. So I would not recommend fibro for that reason, because of fibro fog leaves you much thicker than your average normal self. Just you, not comparing it to other people, because everyone's going to be cleverer than us. That's just the way it is. Or everyone's going to be thicker than us. Depends where you are. Doesn't really make a difference, does it? It's not that... I'm rambling now. It's what I do, isn't it? What I mean is, fibro steals your brain cells, and you're left with less than before. Therefore, it is not recommended. Advertisement break. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. A fibro flare is such a special thing. It's the highlight of your fibro. It's the peak of pain. Living with fibro is a huge, huge challenge every single day. There are so many challenges. To name but a few, constant pain, extreme pain, intense pain, waves of pain that catch you off guard, pain that is unpredictable, pain that is barely managed by medication, and all of that can happen on a good day. Obviously, some people are luckier than that, and they might have 80% of their day affected by fibro, or 75% of their day affected by fibro. But just imagine going to work with that. Imagine going to work with your body feeling like it's being torn apart. How is it possible? It isn't, in my opinion. It's really tricky. It means for quite a lot of adjustments. And they don't happen unless your mind has adjusted to the fact you have fibro. For me, that's been the biggest battle. Advertisement break, because I'm worth it and you're not. So a fibro flare really is a special thing, because it makes your everyday fibro, like your day-to-day fibro, look like an Olympic person's day. Because a fibro flare is absolutely hell on earth. If you have a friend with fibro, give them lots and lots of compassion, please. Don't question them. Don't say, what do you mean you can't do that? Why can't you do that? Why can't you do this? Shall we go here? Shall we go there? No. F off. On behalf of everyone with fibro, F off, please. And if that doesn't work for you, fibro people, if I'm not actually speaking for you, then I apologise, because maybe you're better at managing it than I am. But there's just so much, confusion and vagueness about it. There's so much misunderstanding about it. There's so much more conversation to have about fibro. I can't even put it into a nutshell for a podcast because it's too big to talk about. There's too many strands. It's too complex and it's too variable. So I am going to be talking to someone and inviting them into our podcast to share some light on this, so that maybe some of the information going out could be more succinct. But today I am just raising awareness for fibro. Living with fibro sucks. It affects everything that you do in a day, from how you brush your teeth, to how you get dressed. All these things are different. Everything is different. It is an impairment. It is living with an illness. So you are not the same as everyone else if you have fibro. You have stuff holding you back. So I can't even think of an analogy because it wouldn't do it justice, actually. I don't think it would do it justice, so I'm not going to try and think of one. But it's being hugely, hugely physically impaired and a bit mentally impaired. The fibro fog that I talked about. And also, imagine, try and remember the last time you had pain for a day, whether it was a headache, toothache, something. Try and remember how it felt to do normal tasks when you had a migraine or toothache. Can you remember how it felt? It didn't feel normal, did it? It was exponentially harder to do those things. That's how it feels living with fibro on a day-to-day basis, let alone when you get a beautiful flare. Because a flare is like, it's literally, for me, it's when you should be hospitalised. Because it's just impossible to do anything. I mean anything. I mean, and I would really like some fellow fibro people to confirm this and share this, share in this raising awareness. But I would say that fibro flare equals being bedridden, bedbound, needing to take more medication than usual. And I find that hard in the first place, let alone having to take more. Being absolutely more dependent and reliant on others for help. And just feeling and being pretty useless. During a fibro flare, the goals change even more. So the goalposts have to lower quite a lot more, and you have to simplify your daily targets. So I can't even remember what my daily targets might have been. Normal things like go for a swim after work, or I don't know, things like that. When you're in a fibro flare, a daily target that might be achievable, and I really am not exaggerating this, because there's been, well, I'll tell you what it is first, brushing your teeth. If you don't believe me, then you really are not hearing what I'm saying. But I've been in my fibro flare for 10 days now. This is my 10th day. And mine is not as bad as some people's fibro flares. Some people's fibro day to day is worse than mine. So my flare is the equivalent to some people's normal fibro. So teeth, brushing, just not possible. It just isn't possible. Mornings are too hard. There's too much pain. It takes ages for medication to start working. It takes ages for the body to adjust to being flat, to sitting. It is so painful. And going to the loo is enough. Having breakfast and getting the brain in gear a bit to do something maybe of value, like have a conversation with your children, like watch from the outside them getting ready for school and know that you can't do any more than you can do, but you can still feel really guilty about it. Watch them do their teeth before they go to school and know that you're not going to be able to do yours until about the time that they're due to come home. That's the target, actually, I set myself, is that if I can have my teeth brushed and my clothes changed for the day before about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then that's a more realistic target. So try and imagine that for a minute. Try and imagine, I don't know, maybe an equivalent, which again doesn't do it justice really, but I don't know how else to explain it for people that really don't know. And before I had it, I really, really didn't know. So imagine you are so hungover that you literally are absolutely useless until the afternoon. You know that feeling, don't you? You remember it. You've been there, done that. Got the t-shirt, got the award, got the sick bucket for it. So imagine that, not being able to function properly until the afternoon. Now imagine that it's not just a headache and feeling queasy, because actually queasy isn't it for fibro people, generally, in my very little experience. But the headache that you get with a hangover, now imagine that in your whole body. If anyone's ever had flu, I haven't, so I can't comment. But I've heard that feels like every part of your body hurts. So if that is correct, someone could tell me. And if that's correct, that's how fibro feels. A friend of mine described it as Imagine every bone in your body is broken. So try and imagine that for a minute, guys. Try and imagine a day where brushing your teeth by 3 o'clock is the target, is the goal, is the aim. Imagine not being functional until the afternoon. And that sometimes might be at best. Imagine widespread pain, head to toe. Imagine having to take medication, even though you don't want to. And that's a whole other conversation, medication. There is so much stigma about taking medication. It's unreal. I'll just say this about that, actually. We don't want to take medication. We really, really don't want to take medication. Again, I'm only speaking on behalf of some people, but there is nothing that makes us want to take it, be reliant on it, or be in a position that we need to take it. But if you can understand any of what I've described, widespread pain, head to toe, waves of pain, pain and fatigue so bad that you can't do anything until the afternoon, sometimes at best. Hopefully the rest can make sense. I can't remember what the thread was I was saying. Okay, I'm going to have to finish that little bit off now. So, in summary, fibro is not really very fantastic. There are lots of not so fantastic things that come with it, which include denial. Especially if you're me, I do denial like a princess. I do it properly. I do it for years. So that's one aspect. It's a huge change in your life, and the denial aspect makes that harder, because if you're like me, you'll refuse to admit it or accept it or make the changes that you need to do until you're years down the line and until your body has screamed at you quite a lot and you just can't ignore it anymore. Hypersensitivity. So this really is something that I will explore in a future episode, and I'll just give you a little taster now that everything hurts. Everything hurts. Everything hurts. For example, the light in the room hurts, or even outside hurts. Sound hurts. I'm not joking, it actually hurts. So it's like sound that's too loud. That's how it feels for a fibro person all the time. So imagine you're standing next to a speaker in a club and even you're finding it too loud. That's how a fibro person feels every day. And obviously there's a scale. Sometimes it's worse than others. Sometimes other things have taken over and the sound one is a little bit less. Light is the same, so it's on its own scale. Sometimes it might be a bit more tolerable, sometimes it really isn't tolerable at all. Tastes, yeah, definitely are affected. You're just a lot more sensitive and therefore a bit more fussy about what you can and can't, what you do and don't want. Smell. So if anyone's ever been pregnant or known someone who's pregnant and they've had a huge aversion to strong smells. That's what it can be like in fibro land. And again, there's a scale for itself, and it's not for everyone that's affected by that. And then finally, the physical, the touch is unreal. Unreal insensitivity. So your whole body hurts. Obviously, that's on a scale. Sometimes it hurts quite a bit. That's the bottom end of the scale, I would say. I guess sometimes you might not even be in pain, but I don't know if that exists for fibro people. I don't know. It's a very, very individual experience. So for me, I would say it's always there. It's never ever very far. I can have a few hours where it's at bay. But really, it's not far. It's never that far away. So that's the lower end of the scale. The other end of the scale, oh my word. The bed that you are in. Anything that touches that bed that isn't you is a massive shockwave of pain. Anything that is walking around the bed and just wiggling a floorboard that the bed is on is also a massive shockwave of pain. So hypersensitivity is a huge part of fibro, and I hope today's episode has given you a real insight into a very basic instruction, a very basic introduction to fibromyalgia. And I hope people appreciate how hard it has been to be clean today. I've really tried to avoid swearing because it's really important to me, this subject. And I want this to be heard by more people than might listen to my other stuff because they might be easily offended. So I quite fancy the idea of doing an alternative to this one, like a fibro dirty version. What's it called? Explicit content. Is that when they swear in things? Explicit filter. I think that's what it's called. Yes, so today, explicit filter is on. Another day, I quite want to have an explicit filter off, so I can really use the words that I would like to use to describe fibro. Okay, that's all for today, folks.